The sun's last rays were turning the sea into a sheet of fiery copper as Algador entered the mountain. Without breaking stride, he took hallway stairs and corridors as though they were hill and flatland, travelling upward from one level to the other. Sometimes he swerved around other hares and called out a greeting. Other times he caught a glimpse of the setting sun through narrow slitted rock windows. Arriving at a great oak double door, he halted, waiting until his breathing was normal and mentally going over his report speech. Standing stiffly to attention, he reached out a paw and rapped smartly upon the door. There was no answer, though he could hear noises from inside the forge room. Algador waited a moment, knocked once more, and gave a loud cough to emphasise his presence. A massively gruff voice boomed out, echoing round the forge room and the antechamber outside where the hare stood.
"I'm not to be disturbed. What do you want?"
Algador swallowed nervously before shouting back.
"Ninth spring runner reporting, ma'am. Relieved no wester hare this afternoon."
There was silence, followed by a grunt.
"Come in."
Algador entered the forge room and shut the door carefully behind him. It was only the second time he had been in there. A long unshuttered window, with its sill made into a seat, filtered the last rosy shafts of daylight onto the floor. Massive, rough-hewn rock walls were arrayed with weapons hung everywhere. Great bows, quivers of arrows, lances, spears, javelins, daggers, cutlasses and swords. A blackened stone forge stood in the room's centre, its bellows lying idle, the white and yellowy-red charcoal fire embers smoking up through a wide copper flue. The hare's eyes were riveted on an heroic figure standing hammer in paw over a chunk of metal glowing on the anvil. Lady Cregor Rose Eyes, legendary badger ruler of Salamandastron. Her size was impressive. Even the big forge hammer in her paw seemed tiny, like a toy. Over a rough homespun tunic, she wore a heavy, scarred, metal-studded apron. The glow from the red-hot metal caught her rose-coloured eyes, tinging them scarlet as she glared down at Algador. His long back legs quivered visibly, and he felt like an acorn at the foot of a giant oak tree. The badger lady nodded wordlessly, and Algador found himself babbling out his report in a rush.
"Patrolled north by east beyond the dunes for 2 days, ma'am. Spent one night by the river, saw no signs of any beast. No track or word of Major Perigord so far. No sign of rapscallions or vermin. Sighted a few traces of shrews yesterday morn, ma'am."
Lady Cregor rested the hammerhead on the anvil horn.
"You didn't contact the ghosts and shrews or speak to them?"
"No, ma'am, afraid I didn't. Traces were at least 3 days old. Campfire ashes and vegetable peelings, that was all, ma'am."